From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Robert Smith. And joining us now is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hey, Robert.
I was thinking about you as I read an article in The New Yorker a couple of weeks ago about the neurobiology of how the brain solves puzzles.
And they wasn't that a great article?
It was amazing. And it said something really interesting, which was that people who concentrate intently on puzzles often don't do as well as those who let their mind wander a little bit.
Actually, both things are good, I think. It's important to focus on the problem, but it's also helpful to let your mind wander a bit. What you don't want to be is tense. And you know, a lot of contestants on this program say they do much better at home when they're shouting out answers to the radio than they are when they come on the air. And I think it's because they're tense.
Well, in this article, they talk about how a lot of scientists get their ideas in the shower. It would be a perfect time to do the puzzle at home in the shower, shouting it out in the bathroom, I guess.
Yeah, I get some of my best ideas lying in bed at night, just before I go to sleep.
Well, remind us of the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, it wasn't too hard a challenge. I said, think of a familiar brand name ending in the letters GS. Change the GS to an O, and you'll get another well-known brand name of a completely different product. What is it? And as a hint, I said the first word has five letters and the second has four.
And the answer?
The answer is legs and Lego.
Ah. Well, there must be big fans of pantyhose and building blocks in our audience because more than 1,900 people answered the puzzle correctly. And out of all those entries, our randomly chosen winner is Peter Appel from Athens, Georgia. Hey, Peter.
Hey.
What do you do for work there in Athens?
I am a law professor at the University of Georgia Law School.
Nice. And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Regularly for the last 3 years or so.
Ah, and where do you play it? Would you do it in the shower, as we talked about, to loosen up?
No, actually, I usually play it after one of our dogs has gotten us up.
So there you go. That's another way of diffusing the tension, is to have pets.
Exactly.
So you ready to give it another go?
I'll give it a try.
All right. Will, meet Peter, and let's play.
All right, Peter and Robert, every answer today involves a familiar three-word phrase in the form blank of blank, where the last word starts with the letter A. I'll give you the first word of the phrase, you give me the last one. For example, if I said law, how appropriate is that? The answer would be averages, as in law of averages.
Got it.
All right, number one is coat.
Of arms.
Coat of arms is right. Number two is bard.
Of Avon.
That's right. Department.
Of agriculture.
Uh-huh. Horn, H-O-R-N.
Of Africa.
Good. Joan.
Of arc.
That's right. Plan.
Of attack.
Good. Also plan of action, either one. Voice, V-O-I-C-E.
Voice of America.
Uh-huh. Rock.
I'm sorry, rock?
Rock, R-O-C-K.
Rock of ages.
That's right. Seal, S-E-A-L.
Seal of approval.
Uh-huh. Court, C-O-U-R-T.
Court of appeal.
I thought you'd get that. Power, P-O-W-E-R.
Power of attorney.
Another one right up your line. Lawrence.
Lawrence of Arabia.
Uh-huh. Article.
Article?
Uh-huh.
Article of apparel?
Good. Age, A-G-E.
I think maybe hair?
Yes.
The musical?
Age of Aquarius.
Ah.
That's right. Also, Age of Anxiety is a poem by Auden.
depending on your generation.
That's right. Timon, T-I-M-O-N.
Timon of Athens.
That's right. Center.
Center?
Uh-huh. It's what an egomaniac wants to be.
Center of attention.
That's right. And your last one is round, R-O-U-N-D.
Round of ammunition.
Not bad. I was going for another answer. Let me give you a hint. It's what you deserve for your performance here.
Oh, round of applause.
That's it. Good job.
A very big round of applause. That was wonderful, Peter. And since you live in the rockin' town of Athens, GA, we actually brought in a secret musical act to tell you what you've won. Let's see if you can recognize the music. And if you can't guess that musical act, they will introduce themselves.
Hi, we're the Black Keys, and I'm Patrick.
And I'm Dan.
Today you will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, which is a necessary fashion accessory, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, a bologna sandwich, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2.
Also, you may receive Will Short's Little Black Book of Sudoku.
No, it's not pronounced like that.
Oh, yeah. Sudoku. And Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press. You'll also receive one of Will Short's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. We listen to Weekend Edition Sunday on member station WCPN and WKSU, Kent State University.
Don't worry, Peter. I think they were joking about the bologna sandwich.
Oh, that's good.
We promised not to slip that in the box. Peter, tell us what member station you listen to.
I listen to WUGA 91.7 in Athens.
Peter Appel of Athens, Georgia, thanks for playing the puzzle with us. You were great.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Tom Denk of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Take the two-letter postal abbreviations for three U.S. states, add the letter A, then the two-letter postal abbreviations for three more U.S. states, 13 letters in all. Reading from left to right, you'll get a familiar three-word phrase that's seen on many products. And as a hint, I'll tell you, the three words in this answer phrase have 4, 2, and 7 letters, respectively. What's the phrase? So again, postal abbreviations for three states, plus A, plus abbreviations for three more states. Reading from left to right, you'll get a familiar three-word phrase seen on many products. Enumeration 4, 2, 7. What phrase is this?
When you have that answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot, Robert.